AircheckDownloads.com.
I'm Casey Kasem. We're on our way to this week's number one song in the USA. Now, here's a song that was number one 5 years ago this week, back in 1992. It's by Michael Jackson, a megastar who was in Hollywood recently for a special birthday party. His good friend Elizabeth Taylor was celebrating her 65th birthday. And along with escorting the actress into the landmark Pantages Theater, Michael performed a song he had written for her, simply called Elizabeth. Now, here's Michael Jackson performing his number one smash, Remember the Time.
Do you remember?
5 years ago this week, back in 1992, that was the number one song in the USA, Remember the Time by Michael Jackson. Now, on with this week's survey.
Number 11.
Jumping Four Notches is the first hit for Paula Cole, a singer who grew up in an artistic home. Her mother is a visual artist, and her father played bass in a polka band. Here's Paula carrying on the family tradition, performing Where Have All the Cowboys Gone?
Where have all the cowboys gone?
That's this week's biggest mover, climbing from number 15 to number 11, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? By Paula Cole. We're counting down now to a Casey's Hot 20 Extra by Foreigner. They're about to make a fantasy come true for some would-be rockers at the first rock and roll fantasy camp. Details coming up.
Casey's Hot 20.
What word goes with Frick?
Casey's Hot 20.
I'm Casey Kasem. We're counting down the 20 biggest hits in the nation. And holding steady at number 10 is a singer who used to sing backup for Don Henley. Don has nothing but high praise for Sheryl Crow, saying, "She's the real thing. She's got the goods and the work ethic to go with it." Well, proving her former employer right, here's Sheryl Crow with the first of her two songs in this week's Top 10, If It Makes You Happy. Standing pat at number 10, that singer-songwriter Sheryl Crow with If It Makes You Happy. I'm Casey Kasem. Well, now we're up to a Casey's Hot 20 Extra by Foreigner. They're about to make a fantasy come true for some would-be rockers. Next month, Mick Jones and Lou Gramm of Foreigner are just two of the many musicians who will be at the very first rock and roll fantasy camp being held at Miami Beach's Eden Rock Resort. They'll be joined by rock and roll names like Nils Lofgren from Bruce Springsteen's band, John Kay from Steppenwolf, Felix Cavalieri from The Rascals, and many others, all of whom will be leading seminars and classes in playing rock and roll. For the privilege, rock wannabes get to pay $2,795 each for the week-long event. And in the end, they get to jam with each other and with the stars. It's the rock and roll equivalent to the popular baseball fantasy camps held across the country. The first rock and roll fantasy camp, by the way, is already sold out. So a second camp has been scheduled for New York City during July. As a Casey's Hot 20 Extra, here's a hit from one of the acts working as camp counselors at the first fantasy camp. This is Foreigner with their 1981 top 10 hit, Urgent. From 1981, that's a Casey's Hot 20 Extra, the top 10 smash Urgent. It's by Foreigner, a rock and roll band that's also found success playing soft ballads. Now, falling two notches to number 9, is another veteran rock band that's made a career out of playing high-energy rock and roll along with tender, heartfelt ballads. Here's Journey with their hit, When You Love a Woman. From their CD, Trial by Fire, that's Journey with When You Love a Woman. This week, the song drops from number 7 to number 9. Coming up on Casey's Hot 20, a request and dedication from a woman in Orlando, Florida. Her husband won her heart by telling her she was his special flower. Now, she wants to let him know that his flower has blossomed.
Casey counts them down.
Billy, I need 2 burgers medium, 1 slice of apple pie.
Chew on this.
Casey's Hot 20.
Every week, Casey's Hot 20s heard across the nation and around the world on great radio stations like B101.5, Northern Virginia's biggest hits from the 70s, 80s, and 90s, Northern Virginia, Virginia. Best Mix, 106.7 KMX, Dothan, Alabama. K100, Hit Music Radio, Macomb, Illinois. And Magic 98.3 WGMT, Lindenville, Vermont. Now, dropping two notches to number 8 is a band from Columbia, South Carolina, a city named after Italian explorer Christopher Columbus. Here's Hootie and the Blowfish and I Go Blind. Alumni of the University of South Carolina at Columbia, that's Hootie and the Blowfish with I Go Blind. This week the song drops from number 6 to number 8. On Casey's Hot 20, I'm Casey Kasem. Well, now we're up to our request and dedication. This letter is about everlasting love, and it comes to us from a woman in Orlando, Florida named Jessica. Here's what Jessica writes. Dear Casey, on November 14th, 1992, I married my best friend, Sydney. Though we've been married for only 4 years, it seems as if we've been together for many, many years. Sydney's so sweet, kind, understanding, and sensitive. He's an excellent husband and wonderful father. Two of the most joyful days we've shared together were the day we married and the day our son was born. My love for Sydney continues to grow, so much so that words can never really express how much. With him, I've learned so many things, and he's never tried to change me. I've learned to be independent and aggressive. I've learned to do things I never thought possible because I was too afraid to try. Years ago, Sydney won my heart by saying I was his flower. Today, I want to tell him that his flower is blooming. He's my prince who takes such good and careful care of me. So, Casey, could you please play Giving You the Best That I Got for my husband? And one more thing. Sydney, I love you, and I want to grow old with you. Thank you, Jessica. Jessica, here's your request and dedication. Giving You the Best That I Got, a top 10 hit in 1988 for Anita Baker, and a request and dedication from Jessica in Orlando, Florida, to her husband, Sydney. If you'd like to send us a request and dedication, here's the address. Casey's Hot 20, P.O. Box 4300, Hollywood, California, 90078. Or you can fax us at 213-272-4300. And the countdown rolls on.
Casey, count some down.
Today, the Plymouth Road to Fun brings us to Des Moines, Iowa.
Casey's Hot 20.
I'm Casey Kasem. These are the 20 hottest hits in the USA. Rising two notches to number 7 in its 7th week on the chart is A Long December by Counting Crows. Adam Duritz and Counting Crows with A Long December. This week the song climbs from number 9 to number 7. We're counting down now to a Casey's Hot 20 Extra, the top 10 smash, Jesse. It's by a woman who's currently doing a public service message that compares parents to guitar strings. Details coming up.
Casey, count some down.
Climbing two notches to number 6 is Sheryl Crow with her latest hit, Every Day is a Winding Road.
Every day is a winding road.
That's Sheryl Crow with her 3rd top 10 hit, Every Day is a Winding Road. This week the song climbs from number 8 to number 6. I'm Casey Kasem. Well, now we're up to a Casey's Hot 20 Extra, the top 10 smash, Jesse. It's by a woman who's currently doing a public service message that compares parents to guitar strings. Over the years, Carly Simon has worked hard for a lot of important causes, like fighting for housing for the homeless and halting the indiscriminate use of nuclear power. And these days, she's adding the considerable clout of her name and her voice to help a group called the Children's Trust Fund. The Trust Fund is an organization whose job it is to fight child abuse. And to do that, they asked Carly Simon to record a public service announcement, a PSA. In the PSA, she says, quote, "Parents are like guitar strings. We can make music or we can get strung out under pressure. And that's when the music stops. The point is for parents to take a time out when there's too much tension and to never, ever take out their frustration on their children. Now, as a Casey's Hot 20 Extra, here's the mother of two, Carly Simon, with her top 10 smash from 1980, Jessie. From 1980, that's a Casey's Hot 20 Extra, the top 10 smash, Jessie, and the countdown rolls on.
Counting them down with Casey Kasem.
It's morning now, and you're tired and cranky.
Counting them down with Casey Kasem.
I'm Casey Kasem. We're on our way to this week's number one song in the USA. Now, here's a song that was number one on the Adult Contemporary chart 11 years ago this week, back in 1986. It's by a Seattle band formed in 1973 by two sisters, Anne and Nancy Wilson. Anne sang lead vocals and Nancy played guitar. But in 1986, Nancy stepped up to the mic to sing lead on this song, a tune that went to number one, These Dreams by Heart. Eleven years ago this week, back in 1986, that was the number one song on the Adult Contemporary chart, These Dreams by Heart. Now, on with the countdown.
Number five.
Falling a notch is Toni Braxton with her second platinum single. First to score the precious medal was the babyface Bryce Wilson song, You're Making Me High. Now, here's a song Diane Warren wrote, Unbreak My Heart, Toni Braxton. That's Toni Braxton with another sad love song, Unbreak My Heart. This week the song drops from number four to number five. Coming up on Casey's Hot 20, a request and dedication from a young girl in Newark, New York. Her seventh grade science teacher not only taught her about the environment, she also taught her about life.
Casey, count them down.
Horoscopes. Here we go.
Count them down.
Rising a notch to number four is a singer who grew up on fashionable Hilton Head Island off the coast of South Carolina. Here's Duncan Sheik with Barely Breathing.
Well, I know what you're doing. I see it all too clear.
Newcomer Duncan Sheik with Barely Breathing. After spending 2 weeks at number five, the song moves up a notch to number four. On Casey's Hot 20, I'm Casey Kasem. Well, now we're up to our request and dedication. This letter's about a teacher who made a difference. It comes to us from a teenager in New York named Tabitha, and here's what she writes. Dear Casey, 2 years ago, a teacher from our middle school was moved up to teach my seventh grade science class. Her name was Mrs. Ardia. As my class got to know her, we all found that she was very good at coming up with ways to help the earth. She started a recycling program. And in my eighth grade year, she started an environment club. Both programs help students understand what was wrong with the earth and what we could do to help. Mrs. Ardia and I grew close that year, and I liked her very much. She was so easy to talk to, and she helped with a lot of problems that I had. Last year, on January 19th, she left school early to meet her husband. She never made it to him. On the way, she lost control of her truck and it landed upside down in a river. She died before anyone could get her out. My friends and I couldn't believe she was gone. It was like my whole world ended the moment I found out the news. Casey, could you please play One Sweet Day in Memory of Mrs. Ardia? This past year has been one of the hardest for us all, and it's taken everyone a long time to get over her loss. Thank you. Tabitha. Tabitha, here's your request and dedication. From last year, that's Mariah Carey and Boys to Men with One Sweet Day, a request and dedication from Tabitha in New York in memory of her teacher, Mrs. Ardia. If you'd like to send us a request and dedication, here's the address. Casey's Hot 20, P.O. Box 4300, Hollywood, California, 90078. Or you can fax us at 213-272-4300. And the countdown rolls on.
Casey counts them down.
What word goes with Frick?
I'm Casey Kasem. We're counting down the 20 biggest hits in the nation. And holding steady at number 3 for the second week is the first American hit for the Swedish band Cardigans. Here's Love Fool. From their CD, First Band on the Moon, that's the Cardigans with Love Fool. This week, the song stands pat at number 3. I'm Casey Kasem. We're on our way to this week's number 1 song in the USA. Now, here's a song that was number 1 10 years ago this week in 1987. It's a song written by Bruce Hornsby that was recorded by Bruce's good friend, Huey Lewis. Here's the number 1 smash, Jacob's Ladder, by Huey Lewis and the News. 10 years ago this week, back in 1987, that was the number 1 song in the USA, Jacob's Ladder by Huey Lewis and the News. Coming up, this week's number 1 song in the USA on Casey's Hot 20, it's by a hot band whose leader recently learned the high price of fame. Her home in Anaheim, California, has been turned into a rock and roll shrine.
Casey's Hot 20.
Can I open another bag of Doritos, Mom?
Another one?
Casey's Hot 20.
I'm Casey Kasem. We're just a hit away from the number 1 song in the land. But first, holding steady at number 2 for the second week is Jewel with her second top 10 hit, You Were Meant for Me. From her CD, Pieces of You, that's Jewel with You Were Meant for Me. For the second week in a row, it's survey song number 2. And that means we're up to the number 1 song in the USA on Casey's Hot 20. It's by a hot band whose leader recently learned the high price of fame. Her home in Anaheim, California has been turned into a rock and roll shrine. She's 26-year-old Gwen Stefani, and she spent much of 1996 far away from home, touring the world with her band. While she was away, the group CD, Tragic Kingdom, sold more than 5 million copies. And as their popularity grew, Gwen found herself dealing with the many formidable challenges that go along with being a rock star. One of the latest challenges for Gwen came when she returned home to Anaheim late last year. It seemed that in her absence, some of her more adoring fans had figured out her address. And when Gwen pulled into her driveway, she found that next to Disneyland, her house had become the number 1 tourist attraction in Anaheim. There were literally hundreds of teenagers gathered on her lawn. Some simply wanted to take pictures with the singer. Others wanted autographs. A few brought gifts. And Gwen says there were 2 girls who followed her to the doorstep and said, "Hey, can we come inside?" Gwen says people have been stopping by every day since she's been back, and so far she hasn't considered moving. She says, "I've been on the road so much now, I've become attached to the familiarity of home," unquote. Well, this week, Gwen and her band are back in a familiar place they could very well call home, at the top of the charts, because for the 8th week in a row, their latest smash is the biggest hit in the land. The number 1 song in the USA on Casey's Hot 20 is Don't Speak by No Doubt. There it is, the number 1 song in the USA for the 8th consecutive week. Don't Speak by No Doubt. And there you have them, the 20 hottest adult hits in the USA, according to Radio and Records, the industry's number 1 newspaper. Casey's Hot 20 comes to you every week from Hollywood. If you have a request, a dedication, or a question for us, write to Casey's Hot 20, P.O. Box 4300, Hollywood, California, 90078. Or you can fax us at 213-272-4300. This program's a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment, produced by Lori Crimi. Our staff includes Meryl Schindler, Ben Harris, Chad Childers, and Gonzalo Venecia. Production and engineering by Ron Harris with Michael Cooper. Joe Weir, Mark Kurzweil, Sal Cosio, and Santo Cosio. Executive producer, Norm Pattis. Our jingles come from Jam Creative Productions. My name's Casey Kasem. Until next week, when once again we'll count down the biggest hits in the USA, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. And leave your dial tuned right where it is.
Casey's Hot 20 was brought to you by Doritos. Experience the adventure. Some of the music on Casey's Hot 20 comes from TM Century Hit Discs.
Aircheckdownloads.com.